You're listening to SBS News.
Ben Tepper is Professor of Management and Human Resources at The Ohio State University, and he's been studying abusive bosses for 25 years. Although evidence suggests only about 10% of supervisors actually yell at their employees, tell them they're stupid, take credit for their successes, or blame them for the boss's failures, the effects of having an abusive boss are significant. In fact, in a new study, Professor Tepper and his colleagues examined circumstances under which employees will actually accept working for an abusive boss. And is there a difference between being an abusive boss and just a tough one?
I get emails all the time from people, and they say, well, my boss does this, that, and the other thing. And over the course of time, I have come up with a very consistent response, and that is, if you can get out, you should get out. You should quit. That's the first. Well, I say that because we so far have no strong evidence to suggest that anything organizations or individuals are able to do can really turn an abusive boss around. There's things that we can suggest to people to cope with having an abusive boss, but there's nothing that we've come up with that changes their behavior in any fundamental way.
So what are the signs that your boss is abusive?
Abusive supervision, as we defined it, focuses on nonverbal kinds of things. So behaviors like yelling at employees, telling them that they're stupid, taking credit for their successes, blaming them for the boss's own failures. There's a series of behaviors that we focus on, and it captures those kinds of expressions of hostility. So that's how we define what abusive supervision is. We find over and over again that even though abusive supervision doesn't happen very often, even a small amount can have huge effects, and it affects people's performance, their attitudes toward work and toward their coworkers. It affects their mental health. It affects their own behavior toward their own family members. It's been related to problem drinking. You name it, people are more likely to quit when their bosses are abusive. It's that the effects are so powerful. It affects organization unit productivity. For that reason, we just have to keep on studying it because it is, even though it's infrequent, it has huge effects.
Are abusive bosses easy to spot?
What we found is that when bosses engage in the behaviors that we were talking about, they don't always evoke this perception that they're abusive. Sometimes, when they are a high performer, their employees perceive them not as abusers, but as tough love kinds of bosses. And that, in turn, has different kinds of effects compared to when you think of your boss as an abuser. If you think your boss is an abuser, well, it's associated with all sorts of negative outcomes like poor health and attitudes, morale, and so forth. But when you think your boss is a tough love boss, it's a different story. And you even come to think that maybe this is good for you personally. It's good for your career prospects.
So if your boss is a monster, what should you do?
What I advise people to do is make yourself a really bad target. You do that by being great at your job, by aligning yourself with powerful people at work, right? Abusers, they tend to stay away from folks who have strong friends, right? They come across as strong or they have strong allies. And to just interact in a way that communicates confidence. It's not easy for everybody, but if you can do that, you're much more likely to turn the abuser's attention elsewhere.